Today's program has been brought to you by Consider Bardwell Farm, the first cheesemaking co-op in Vermont. For more information, visit www.considerbardwellfarm.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Caroline of Grow NYC's Green Markets. Where are we heading today?
Hey, Erin. Today we're going to head on over to our oldest market, or one of them, 97th Street. It's located on a wide stretch of sidewalk between Amsterdam and Columbus on the west side, and it has been serving the Upper West Side every Friday for over 25 years. Many of those farmers have been coming since the very beginning, so it is really entrenched in the neighborhood's community and its history. The shoppers are fiercely loyal. Farmers have watched the customers' kids grow up over the years, and one of the farmers even met his wife there.
Wow. So, I guess that's like the market to go to. What farmers or producers should we be asking for, should we be seeking out at this market?
I love this market because it's really a fantastic representation of all of our growing regions. Kernan Farm brings produce from southern New Jersey, and so as the farm further south, they're usually the first ones to bring the harbinger crops of whatever season is approaching. So, for example, in the spring, they're usually the first ones with sugar snap peas and strawberries, for example. Jeff Bialis of J&A Farms grows beautiful root crops and greens in the super-rich black soil of Orange County, New York, otherwise known as the Black Dirt Region. He also really likes to experiment with unusual crops like baby corn and sesame seeds. Ray Bradley of Bradley Farm has a loyal following of shoppers that are crazy about his Ulster County tomatoes at this time of year, herbs, and other pork products. And Brian Gajewski of Gajewski Produce seems to bring just all the bounty that Long Island has to offer. Jorge Carmona of Amante Farm has a lot of loyal customers because he's really the nicest man in the world and grows all sorts of produce and Mexican specialty crops on his land in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania. Red Jacket Orchards offers lots of beautiful fruit and also delicious juice from the Finger Lakes region in upstate New York. While Locust Grove stand is particularly beautiful this time of year because it's just filled with their unique variety of plums, peaches, apples, and grapes. And that is just the produce at this market. So rounding out the market is grass-fed beef from Sunfed Farm, farm fresh eggs from Tello Green Farm, fresh wild-caught fish from Pura Vida Fisheries, kosher pickles from Adama Farm, Ronnybrook Milk and Dairy, artisanal cheese from Valley Shepherd Creamery, DePaula Turkey, and bread and sweet treats from Baker's Bounty and Las Delicias Patisserie. So clearly you can get everything you need at this market.
It sounds like the market has really all your needs covered. I have to imagine that, during the fall, there's probably some kitty action in the neighborhood too.
Definitely. That's actually why I wanted to talk about this market in particular, in honor of all those New York City students and teachers that are busy settling into their classrooms this month. During the autumn, 97th Street is just bustling with kids headed to school at PS 163, which is just a stone's throw away, but also on a school tour with our youth education program. Our school tours introduce the concepts of seasonality, local food, and sustainable agriculture to over 6,000 students each year. And while 97th Street is a popular market for school groups, we actually offer tours at any of our 50-plus markets located within Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, or Staten Island, and the Bronx. So during the tour, the students get to talk with a farmer and taste whatever is bountiful at the market while learning about the importance of eating locally. So if teachers or parents are interested in scheduling a tour for their class, they can visit www.grownyc.org/market-tour.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So if I'm not a student and I've, filled my bag full of the bounty of the market, what else is up in that neck of the woods that we should be making sure to check out?
Yeah, so Malecone is a Dominican restaurant right on the corner there on Amsterdam and 97th Street. And it's famous for its spit-roasted chicken, and the farmers always hit it up for the Café con Leche. If it's a nice day, Central Park is just two blocks away, and then within there it's a short walk to the reservoir, which I like to hang out on. And whenever I'm nearby this market, I also like to stop by Barney Greengas, also known as the Sturgeon King, and he's down on 87th Street in Amsterdam, where you can pick up a bagel and lox or some whitefish salad.
That is definitely a pro tip. Barney Greengas is totally worth checking out.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So give us a little update. What else do you guys have going on throughout the city for other market events?
Yeah, our promotional schedule is really jam-packed this September. At Union Square this Saturday on the 21st, you can hit up Union Square for the Follow the Frog campaign with Rainforest Alliance. It's a free public event with celebrity New York City chefs talking about food and sustainability in their kitchens. There will also be a lot of giveaways, contests, and a lot more going on there. At our Grand Army Plaza Market in Brooklyn this Saturday, we're going to be having a pizza-making demo with Dan Leader of Bread Alone Bakery, so be sure not miss that. And then you can go ahead and visit grownyc.org/rmarkets to find out more information on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and more that'll be happening each week at your neighborhood market.
Awesome. Caroline, thank you so much for taking some time out to give us that extensive update. I'm like actually pretty excited to head uptown this weekend. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Erin.
To stay in touch with the Green Market in the most up-to-date, in-the-moment way, definitely check them out on a variety of social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, whatever your pleasure. They are the go-to source for the hottest market picks. So check them out and make sure to tune in next week for another Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.